I've already mentioned, it's totally straightforward to define arbitrary multidimensional arrays, and these, because they're done in the standard way, they're done in Java, and which is not in the way they do it. Fortran multidimensional arrays are just contiguous lists. In Java or Perl or JavaScript, multidimensional arrays are arrays of pointers, essentially, or arrays of objects. So the way that, so a multidimensional array in JavaScript is an array of objects, and because the way you get it is because list menus, which was an array, had a property inside it called options, which was also an array, and the way you get yet more cascading arrays is to have options and so on, defined to be an object which itself had arrays in it and so on. So the way you get multidimensional arrays is to define objects which are arrays of objects which objects themselves contain properties which are arrays and so on ad infinitum. So there are some useful methods which don't actually work in, they used not to work properly, but hopefully they do. They will very soon work properly. So there is a sort method attached. So these are new arrays only. Old arrays, the make array has no special methods attached to it unless you attach them. So new arrays have three methods attached to them: reverse, which reverses the order in the array; join, which is actually quite useful. It takes all the elements in the array, replaces them by their string values, and an argument of join is a separator, which it then basically separates the values of the array. So if you have all the states, all the worlds, all the states of the union in an array, you can get a list of those states in alphabetical order by first sorting them, which is the first method it has. Then you join them, and then if you wanted to separate it with a blank, you just put a separator equal to a blank, and so on. And then you can write that out with the writeLN method onto your page. So that is meant to be illustrated.